My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're doubling DIY down with Mega Alice's Hour.
In the kitchen, we're going from oh no to oh wow with Glammed Up Get It Done Retros and Alice and Victoria of DIY Network's Kitchen Crashers.
Then it's on to DIY glory with All-American Handyman fan fave and handy woman, Allison or Apollo.
Change is great. Home improvement happens now.
On My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Listen to your heartbeat, feel your pulse, just drop me off.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa, all powerful.
All powerful. It's all about powerful women today, and we are talking to two Allisons. Who, one of them is a designer, and the other one is, well, she's a teacher, and she works all different, various self-taught of construction. You know, she says that she's not trained in any one skill, but she's taught everything from architecture, and she's done plumbing and electrical work and all kinds of things. So we're talking with Allison and Allison.
Yes, we're talking, the first Allison mentioned was Allison, now I can't remember which one you mentioned first.
The designer, Allison Victoria.
Allison Victoria from DIY Network's Kitchen Crashers.
Yes, and you can find her at AllisonVictoriaInteriors.com. And she's Allison with one L. And Allison with two L's.
Is Allison, and I have to work on the pronunciation, Arapolo.
Yes.
Who was on All-American Handyman, and she won the fan favorite.
Yes.
America voted. She won. They really liked her, and I'm really looking forward to talking
with
her.
Yeah, we like her as a country, and I'm really excited about that. She went through all of the grueling demands of that show with Mike Holmes and Scott McGillery and, like, totally just, like, blew it out of the park. She really did well. And she traveled all the way down from Massachusetts down to Philadelphia to try out, and her mom drove with her, which is such a great story, too. And she has a lot of her dad in her background, too. I can't wait to ask her about that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I am really looking forward to that. And we're also going to check in with Habitat for Humanity about their Women Build project and how women can get involved with Habitat projects, whether or not they have any home improvement skill or a ton of home improvement skill.
You know, that's such a great thing, because being a woman, and if you've never been on a job site before and you are curious and you want to have the skills and you want to be able to fix up your house and do simple improvements, this is a really good opportunity to get involved, to give back, and to learn some basic skills that you can bring home to your family, too. And, you know, there are women building. So you will look around on the job site, and you'll see other women like you, you know, all different skill levels that are getting involved and helping out and everything. And there are affiliates all over the country. You can go and check them out. And we'll talk to Lisa from that organization later on in the show and find out how you can get involved and to learn some skills along the way.
That's true. You know, you said something that raises a good point. You know, women, job site, that kind of thing. And as much as we have some very strong women on this show, anybody can be intimidated by a job site, and anybody can be intimidated by home improvement projects where they might not know, like they've never been a tile setter, for example, or anything like that. And a lot of times the takeaway is that sometimes the toughest step in a home improvement project is the first step.
That's very true.
It's actually deciding where to go. So, like, if you're sitting there sort of feeling like, well, I'm a woman and I kind of am interested in a job site, or I'm a guy and I'm macho. You know, every guy who doesn't know what he's doing walks on a job site, he's intimidated too.
Well, you know, and that really kind of paints the picture of the extreme makeover project that we did in Joplin and the anniversary of Joplin that's coming up pretty soon in May. And seeing, you know, there are so many volunteers that would come out to Extreme Makeover, but the one in Joplin where there were 10,000 volunteers. And so it kind of painted the picture of people who want to make a difference, just like with Habitat for Humanity, walking on the job site, not knowing what they're going to be doing, but they're ready, they're eager, they're willing, and everybody learned something along the way. And it's just such a nice thing to see that kind of energy. And even if you don't know what you're doing, you know, just taking that first step and to put yourself out there and to see what you can get back, because you never know. You'll meet friends, the whole thing, and have so many skills. You'll be able to help family members and neighbors with their projects. And
well, sometimes life is about taking a risk, and it's really important to be smart but also not be afraid or deal with it. You know, we're all afraid. It's what you do with it that counts.
Not be afraid or deal with it, or not be afraid and deal with it.
Not be afraid and deal with it, because
I'm just not going to deal with it. I'm just going to not be afraid and not know, because if you don't know, then you don't know.
Well, there's a good segue there. You brought up Joplin. I didn't know you were going to talk about that. I was looking through pictures of that earlier, and I ran across one I snapped of a line of about 10 volunteers sweeping the street with push brooms in front of the 7 houses.
That happens every day.
They were in a line sweeping. Of course, they created a giant dust cloud, which is incredible, but we're going to have to sweep ourselves into a break.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
But I am so overexcited to see you another day.
Walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonton.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonton.com for all the answers to your window questions.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous or outstanding in my field, but in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
You found us.
They found us.
They found us. We found you.
I don't think we were really hiding. I think that we're kind of like so out there that we don't hide very much. It's hard for us to hide.
It's Fix It Up Finds time.
We're not like Where's Waldo. You know what I mean?
No. No, we're not hiding in multicolored outfits in multicolored environments.
Well, actually, Mark is. But that is not my find today. I am excited to share my finds with you. And I'm wondering if you would like ladies to go first.
Why? Sure I would.
Okay. So I want to share a find I found that's not too new, but it's new to me. Okay, so I found this, ecovativedesign.com, and it's using mushrooms as packaging.
Where do you find these?
What do you mean?
What do? You work, right?
I sleuth. See, I slither and sleuth around the planet,
Slithering.
The universe, and I use telescopic radar systems that you don't even understand what's going on.
Geosynchronous
orbit.
I
have, like, sea creatures out there. I mean, it's, like, off the hook. Anyway, so I found Eben, the guy's name, and Gavin. I know how to say that. So Eben and Gavin were in university together, and they were doing all kinds of experiments, and they learned that mushrooms growing on wood chips, and they observed that the fungal mycelium, okay, strongly bonded with the wood chips. And then they said, hey, you know what? We could use that as resin.
Okay.
So think about that. So you can bond it with wood chips, and you can use mushrooms as resin. So they set up a lab a bunch of years ago, probably like, I think it's 5 years ago. And then just a couple years ago, they launched a packaging company, Eco Cradle Packaging, where they create protective packaging to eliminate plastic foam. Very cool.
Awesome.
And since then, they supply protective packaging to a number of Fortune 500 companies. And the whole premise of their company and their whole, you know, research and everything into this is that humankind has spent the last 150 years spreading plastic throughout the world. So they're trying to go beyond just replacing the synthetics, but actually growing material that can do things that you never thought were possible before, which is very, very cool. And they also have relationships with schools. So they have a thing on their website. If you go to ecovativedesign.com, you can enter in your email address, and they will send you some information about how you can submit ideas. And I think there's some kind of laboratory, or they'll do some research with you and try to help work through some other ideas on how to eliminate all this synthetic packaging.
I think that is fantastic.
You like it?
I really do.
Cool.
Yeah, I am a giant fan of that.
Are you going to start, like, when we ship things out of my fix-it-up life, are you going to start, like, putting mushrooms in there with wood chips?
I'm going to wrap them in cut grass, which I don't know how it will stick together because I'm not as smart as these guys.
I guess.
But that's what we have in excess.
But it's very cool. I have another really cool find I want to share with you, and it's so thematic to find that I can't stand it.
Okay, go ahead.
I found yourcamera.net. Okay, now jump back.
I didn't lose my camera.
Jump back, Jack. You're going to love this. You go to ifoundyourcamera.net, and what people are doing is posting up photos off of cameras and, you know, SD cards and stuff like that that you find that people lose. So, like, you, like, put your camera down at the park or, you know, wherever you are on travel, you know, you're on a cruise ship. You lose your camera, it falls out of your bag, you forget that you put it down somewhere. And so what people are doing all around the world is uploading the photos. So what you can do is go on and you can say, that's me or that's my friend, and then you can get all of the photos from your camera. And
that's,
it's actually
super cool.
Really working too. You know, I saw that this woman named Carolyn posted just recently that she found, somebody posted up photos of when her son was born. So the photos in the hospital, you know, when the boy
irreplaceable.
Was, yes, and her son is turning 4. So, you know, it's been 4 years, and they haven't had these photos of when their baby was born. And wow, kind of amazing. And then another one I have to share with you is that, you know, people are posting up, you know, vacation photos seem to be the most popular thing that people are losing. And so, like, you can go on there and you can literally find, like, your friends and then send off this website to them, and then they can get their photos back. You have
totally
no idea.
Cool.
It's so crazy. And people are posting up all the time. So go to ifoundyourcamera.net if you've lost a camera around the world.
That is great. I love it. And it's like everybody says, when you lose your wallet or your car gets broken into, it's not the wallet, it's not the camera, it's the stuff that's in it that has the value.
It really is. I mean, it's stuff that's just so the treasured parts of the reason why you have the camera is to capture all of the memories and all of the moments of life. And, you know, you can get another camera to do it, but you can't get that moment, you know, when your son is born back.
No.
Okay, take two. Let's go again.
Well, I have a find that dovetails nicely with your Ecovate.
Okay.
Did I say it right? Well, your first find. that we'll have to work on that. But mine is called the IQ Clean Refill. And this also diminishes the amount of plastic that gets sent around the world. And here's how it works. It's first of all, the website is iQclean.com. And what it is it's a cartridge that you get that has bathroom cleaner or glass cleaner.
Wait a second. You've been using this around the
I've
house.
I've been using this like crazy, and it's also told me a couple things about myself. So what did I say? Bathroom, all-purpose, and glass cleaner. And what they do is they'll ship you a cartridge of detergent, that's the cleaner part, and an empty bottle, spray bottle. Because when you buy regular cleaner at the store, what you're buying is 95% water. So that water needs to be shipped in a truck, it needs to be put in a plastic bottle, and the bottle needs to be disposed of somehow. This diminishes the amount of plastic that gets sent around by like 85%.
And the cleaner really does work, too, because you literally have been cleaning everything with it, and we've been really happy with the results. So it's IQ, what's the website?
IQclean.com.
So everybody go there, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Look.
Every time I hit a whistle ball clear across the street, my kids all yell and scream like that's a superhuman feat. When I bring home the pizza, son, you ought to hear them squeal. Well, in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Rhythm is in the sky, blue eyes. Your arms are out, why can you fly? High above red dreams, double set seems in perfect pitch. For the hell of it is why you try.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Oh, and my handsome husband, Mark.
And we're getting it fixed up. We're getting it done. We're making it happen, and we're teaching.
We're teaching.
How to make that happen.
I don't know if we're teaching how to make that happen. I think we're inspiring that to make that happen. And we're what better way of doing that than with, like, women?
That's right.
Seriously?
And that's my segue.
There are enough guys in the world, I swear.
Yeah.
You know,
world.
Now
it's the world's fault.
I travel around to, like, these, like, industry shows, and I read the magazines, the whole thing, and there's so many guys. Like, I'm tired of seeing guys. I'm so excited to talk to our guest today because she's not a guy.
Allison Arapalo, who was the fan favorite on HGTV's All-American Handyman, joins us. Allison, are you here?
I am here.
I am so excited to talk to you. And for everybody who watched that show, you know, you're the fan favorite. And, you know, I think that is the coolest thing ever, is to be, like, America's favorite handywoman.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I actually won that fan favorite by a big margin, and it was awesome. It was really awesome that everyone liked to watch.
And that is so inspiring, too, for all of the young women out there who watch HGTV and who are, you know, say, you know what, if she can do it, I can do it, too.
Yeah, definitely. I every time I go to the grocery store, someone walks up to me, a female with her kids or whoever, and she says, because of you on that show, I'm going to try to do something with my house by myself. And I feel pretty good about that. I didn't really realize I'd have that effect on women, but that every day I run into somebody who I've had that effect on. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, every day I meet someone who says they don't like me. So I'm doing the wrong
thing.
He gets
the opposite reaction when he goes to the grocery store. You know, things get pelted at him. It's really kind of messy. He kind of has to wear, like, galoshes and the whole rain gear and stuff. But I was watching a video about you, and you were talking about your dad and how he kind of pushed you along when you were a kid about trying to figure stuff out on your own and not really doing it for you, but trying to get you to do it yourself.
Yeah, my dad, he was probably the real-life MacGyver in my life. Even if he's never done anything before, he would do it. And he would make it look good, and it would work, and he would learn along the way. So I watched him do that, and he said ever since I was really young, I just loved to do everything with him. I wanted to learn everything. So he built me my first workbench when I was 6. He loaded it up with tools, got some wood, and we just built stuff ever since. So he was a huge factor of where I am today, but I've actually gone above and beyond anything he's taught me because I'm absolutely obsessed, and I want to learn everything from how to drive huge machines to, you know, how to do whatever, little stuff around the house. So he was a huge factor. He was a great role model. He never told me I couldn't do something because I was a girl, and it got me pretty far so far, so we'll see what else it'll lead me.
Wow,
that is such a really awesome thing, because that reminds me of my husband and our daughter. He did the same thing with our, she's 10 now, and, you know, we have her doing the same kinds of projects that we would have a boy do. I mean, there's no gender-specific thing in our house, but it's like, you know, giving girls the ability and the environment in order to be able to take care of themselves, be able to do simple things around your house.
Exactly.
And then for you, like, you've taken that and you've gone over the moon with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a teacher now. I teach basically kids to use tools. Ultimately, I have a wood shop at the school. And girls are, you know, I don't know what it is, but fathers don't, not many that I meet, teach them things. It's automatically they teach the son. And they kind of just, they don't even ask the daughter, do you want to even try this? So the girls see me and they're like, wow, this is actually really fun. This is awesome. I'm going to ask my parents for a drill for Christmas. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to try to do stuff. So, I recommend all fathers pushing their daughters, or at least asking them. I mean, you don't need your daughter to become a construction worker or whatever, but everyone's going to have an apartment. Everyone's going to have a house. It's cool to know how to work on it. You don't want to feel helpless and not be able to work on your own home. So, and women are the ones, you know, women are motivated. They want their houses to be awesome. So,
oh, there's so
give
many,
them motivation.
You have so many, you probably do have the same thing, friends who just sort of wait around for their husbands or boyfriends to do things around their house. And it's like, come on, you can do it yourself. It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, even when I work, they even see me work. I just built an entertainment center for some people in Brooklyn. And everyone in the building was watching me do it. And they're like, oh, I need my husband to get me to do that for me. And I was like, no, like, you don't realize that you can do it. You don't need your husband. Like, you can do it, you know?
I totally love that. And, you know, sort of like you, but the roles are reversed. My mother was my inspiration. I'll never
forget. That's awesome.
Yeah, I will never forget her building bookcases in her bedroom. number two pine 1x12, like eight bright finish nails and curved claw hammer and a handsaw. And
wow.
And there she was. And as it turns out, she was a school teacher as well. So she did it, and that sort of opened doors for me. And I loved hearing about your dad. And I also noticed a photo of you, and where I saw it, don't ask me. But it might have been from the set of the show where you were adjusting the fence of your table saw to a certain width, whatever it was. But you used a tape measure instead of the gauge on the saw. And I could tell there, that wasn't your first day with a table saw.
Oh, well, I've been using a table saw for a long time. So that was probably on the show of HGTV.
It could have been. There was no context to the photo. Or I was being yelled at by my neighbors. It's hard to tell. I have a lot of distractions in my life.
Yeah, I have been using tools my entire life. And if there's one thing I know, table saws do not count on that gauge that's on the fence. Unless you have, like, a pristine table saw, you know, I have a really nice one in my classroom that I can trust that gauge, but any table saw, you know, my portable table saw from home, I can't trust that at all. You have to use a tape measure. You got to make sure you got it right so you don't waste material.
I love it. Oh, that's awesome.
My husband's now, a little bit of like a carpentry snob. Like, he sees people using tools and he's like, they don't really know what they're doing. So he's like beaming right now because he's so excited because you really do know what you're doing.
You know, from the job site perspective, you know, sounds of the blade burning through the wood because the person's not cutting straight, or you know, reaming out the screw head because they're not driving the screw straight. The fact that they're even using a cordless drill instead of an Uber impact driver, you know, I am a snob. I guess I have that.
Yes,
I guess I am too, because I can't understand the drill and the impact driver. Why doesn't everyone have an impact driver?
Oh, I love you.
It's not that much more money. It makes your life so easy. I don't even think I can use a drill anymore.
You know, I have a drill. And it only comes out on very rare occasions. We're all impact driver all the time here at My Tech Life. Yeah, here's an ad. This brought to you by impactdrivers.net. That's, I made that up.
You're going to go buy that right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy that domain name.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, no, but I loved it. I knew I would like you before. Now I'm all the way in. So your shop and your school, though, you must get a chance there to, I hope, at least have a budget to have some really nice stationary tools and, you know, can show the kids on, you know, stuff that's not wobbling around on the grass outside like my shop.
Yeah, no, it's my school is very supportive of me and my program. And I just organized an entire classroom renovation where my wood shop was kind of, you know, needed some upgrading, and I dedicated my February vacation. I got 160 volunteers from the community, and we all went in, painted everything. We built organizational bins. We built a racetrack on the floor for the kids to do a dragster project, and it was pretty awesome. So now I got to say my wood shop's pretty cool.
Oh, that is
so the kids love it. They love it. It's got every tool they could, you know, every tool they could imagine. We even have bandsaws that we let our eighth graders use. So it's pretty good. It's a pretty good program.
So are we going to see any videos from inside the classroom on your YouTube channel?
Definitely. I actually am thinking about doing one this Friday. And I'm teaching a woodshop camp this summer. And I'm going to ask the parents if they'll let me, because it's going to be grades 3 through 5, which is, people are like, you're going to let little kids use tools, but let me tell you, they're awesome with tools. They listen to everything you tell them, way more than high school students. They're really good with tools. So I do a camp for little kids, and I might bring some video cameras in. And I also have a show with in my shop that I built a gumball machine. I don't know if it's on YouTube, right? I don't think it's on YouTube, but it's on my website. AliceRapallo.com. It's right on the homepage. It's a half an hour segment of how to build a gumball machine, and I do it in my classroom. So you get to see my shop.
So of all the things that you do, like working on your house, building a deck, I'm making up the examples, woodworking, you know, the entertainment center you made, et cetera. What do you have a category of projects that's your favorite that you look forward to doing more than others?
I do. You know what? I can't stand painting.
I hate painting.
I mean, I'll do it because it makes things look so, it makes everything look so good and it's so easy, but for me, it's just so tedious. I have to be able to use tools and build something and create something to make something better. Like the entertainment center I built, that was a blast. I did a library of built-ins for a lady. That was really fun. I really like to organize. So I like to create something that makes people's lives neat.
Anything building.
I really like that a lot, too.
Oh, that makes a ton of sense. Yeah,
I like my life to be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what everybody
wants. I'm kind of OCD, so.
Yeah, for sure. And I saw that you made a chicken coop on, was that on your website, too, at Allison or Apollo?
Yeah. Yeah, that was like that video. We just did that quick. It was a 30 degree weekend when I built that. It was like crazy, crazy cold, and I was so tired. So that video is kind of funny, but everyone seems to give me good feedback on it, so I'm kind of glad I did it. But yeah, I built a chicken coop for a woman in Maine. She had a budget. She bought material and said, "Here, this is what I can afford. So build it out of this," which I actually like to be challenged like that. I think that's why I did so well on All American Handyman. I love that challenge. This is what you get, and you need to do what we need you to do with that.
Well, we're challenged by a break, which is coming up upon us now. So check out Allison at AllisonRapallo.com. Check her out on Facebook at Facebook.com/YourHandyWoman.
And follow her on Twitter, because we do too. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. What goes out of the box and onto your house and makes a huge difference in curb appeal?
That's easy. You're talking ready-to-install FIPON polyurethane trim and molding for outside and inside your home.
Louvers, ceiling medallions, decorative millwork, even column wraps and shutters. Best of all, anyone can install them, even you, Mark.
Even me, Teresa. So head to FIPON.com to discover more than 2,700 durable FIPON moldings that'll make your home a showpiece. Walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com. Inside My Fix It Up Life. My wife Teresa's here. I'm Mark. I'm here.
Yay! I'm so glad you're here with me, honey.
And hark. I don't get to say hark enough.
No, I don't think you've ever said hark.
There are lots of things that I don't get to say enough. There aren't enough people.
I think if you say hark, you have to be in costume. Don't you?
Or maybe Christmas, because hark, the herald angels sing.
That's what I mean. You have to be in some kind of costume. Like,
you have to be
doing...
in costume to sing that song?
I kind of feel like you need to be an angel.
Well, you know
what?
Maybe
you're hearing the angels. I don't know.
These segues are so ham-handed.
They're not ham-handed.
I'm
going
to have a ham-handed sandwich.
Oh, in the kitchen?
And we're going to have to
And I practiced for this segment today. I actually crashed you in the kitchen. Oh,
should I have known?
You should have known. No, we're talking to Allison Victoria from Kitchen Crashers. How are you, Allison?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing good. And Mark doesn't even remember that I crashed him in the kitchen earlier today. I was practicing.
Well, there you go.
Well, I don't know what kind of crash you guys did in your kitchen. I'm not sure what you're even referring to.
Well, I just surprised him in the kitchen. That whole thing where you bring everybody in, I just was trying to surprise him. And I guess I surprised him so much he doesn't even know what happened.
Yeah, he doesn't even remember it. That must have been real good.
I must have been the most stealth-like crasher in the world.
Yeah, she didn't catch
me. Usually works a little better with strangers.
Oh. Yeah.
And television cameras.
Yeah.
And being in a home center and having you do it, for example.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't do the life thing doesn't work.
I think
you got to be a complete stranger.
Yes, I'm kind of not surprised by her presence in our home.
Right. I would assume that's pretty normal.
I guess if he were surprised by me coming into the kitchen, then we would have other issues entirely.
You should be worried about that if that were to happen.
I was so excited to see that you are part of the whole crash on DIY Network. Because I love that you are crashing kitchens too, because that is so awesome.
Well, it's fun because, you know, the network has had you crashers on and it's always guys and, you know, I'm definitely have always considered myself a tomboy, even into my 30s now. And, you know, I can definitely hang with the boys and I think it was a perfect fit making me the first female crasher. So I was excited when it was kitchens. I'm a designer as it is, and, you know, that's one of the most important places in a home, so it really makes sense.
So what's it like to go out to the home centers where you go and you find people and you're filming? And, like, what kind of reactions are you – I'm sure you get different reactions than the guys do when they do it.
You know what? I had the pleasure of working with the guys for The Ultimate Crash, which is coming up in July. It's going to come and air on the DIY Network, but let me tell you how I do. When it's just me by myself, you know, I'm 5 feet tall. I try to wear my highest heel so I can at least be, you know, somewhere where the camera can at least be level on the two of us. And I go up and I just, it doesn't matter if I'm kind of pretending to work there or, hey, do you want to just take me home with you without even telling them what I do? You get a different reaction with different people. Some people are willing to play along with it. Some people are like, who the hell are you? Some people are like, get the camera out of my face. And some people just say yes without even wanting to know what I do. So it's pretty funny. You don't expect to see someone so small in heels running around the hardware store asking if they can go home with you.
Well, that's great. And I realize you've been talking for about a minute, but all I heard was highest heels possible. And that's all I heard.
That's all he wants to hear.
Well, my question, and I think you probably don't have an answer to this, is what kind of person says no to a kitchen crash? I mean, I get it if you have a new house and stuff, but, like, if you just got a regular kitchen and you show up and say, how would you like an awesome kitchen? Who says, nah, I want to keep my run-of-the-mill 15-year-old thing that I don't even know is there?
You know what? It's funny. We get the no's that we get are just, no, get away from me. I don't want to hear what you have to say. When I do my pitch, it's like, hey, wait a minute. I'm giving you a free kitchen. What do you think? They've already made up their mind, like, get out of my face. I don't want the camera. So those are the people that you really are like, okay, well, you don't even want to hear my pitch, which is fine. You know, everybody is either comfortable or not comfortable. But I think after they really walk away and realize, what did I just say no to? Because I'll tell you the truth, people don't know who I am yet. And hopefully that's the yet word is the operable one because nobody knows me. And so it's like, who are you? Are you the yard crasher guy? And I'm like, no.
Are you the yard crasher guy?
Are you the guy?
Are you shopping? Are you working in the blind hardware store?
I don't.
Yeah,
I guess he's walking around in my heels.
It's the funniest thing because honestly, I really... You don't know what kind of reaction you get, but when you hear someone go, are you the yard crash guy? You're like, all right, well, I'm dealing with a different group here, aren't I? So I think most people are like, no, get away from me. I don't know you. And then a lot of people, especially now being season two that we're into, they're like, oh, I know you. Or I saw your show and take me, you know, come home with me, even if their kitchen's beautiful, right? So it's like season two, I'm getting a little bit of a different reaction. And it makes it a little more fun, too.
Now, do you ever go home with someone and look at their kitchen and say, you guys don't need this?
There have been a couple occasions where I've gone home and said, you know, this isn't bad, guys. Like, what do you think about, let me see your, and that's the fun part about Kitchen Crashers is I can give you an outdoor kitchen, too. So it's like, if your backyard is bad and in need of one, then that's option number two. So it's really nice. I get a little more flexibility with my show. And, you know, we typically scout them out. So the minute that I see somebody, you know, we get photos and want to see what it's like, because we can't really, you know, can't drive around all day making sure the kitchens are really in need of a crash. So we do a little bit of homework after we meet the people.
Sure, sure. And a kitchen is complicated. Like, you can't just go and, if that plant doesn't work, well, that's okay. We'll go get another one. Cabinets are, they have to be spot on. The trim details, the pulls, all the countertops have to be templated. I mean, that's no small thing.
Okay, I like
do.
Where your head's at, because that is all we deal with. You know, it's so much more difficult than, you know, the other crasher shows, because, like you just said, you can replace a plant with a plant. You can't replace appliances if they don't have something. If it's not like, oh, we might need a refrigerator. No, we always need a refrigerator. You know, when you're templating any granite or any type of manufactured stone, your measurements cannot alter from what we need. You know, any kind of, you know, if the stove doesn't fit because we just went ahead and fabricated the slabs incorrectly, we have a problem. You know, sometimes the slabs don't even come in, and we have to start the backsplash without a countertop, which is very difficult because you've got to set a ledger board, which is just a thin ledger board to actually determine the height of where the countertop would be. And, you know, you don't have a lot of play with that. So
and then you've got to do the gymnastics.
It's absolutely difficult.
Yeah, and the gymnastics of putting in that really heavy slab that might break at the sink, with a sink cutout, rather, underneath existing tile. God, come on, Alison. That sounds easy.
We've definitely had a nightmare of a time with some of the kitchens. And you know what? We never stop. It doesn't matter if it's midnight. We are finishing this in 3 days. It doesn't matter.
Wow. Now, is there anything that you have gotten out of during these kitchen crashes that you've brought back to your interior design business?
You know, it's really hard to say, you know, or pinpoint just one thing. I've been doing this for so long, and, you know, design, especially in the kitchen, is a domino effect. You know, one thing can't happen without the other, and if one thing goes wrong, everything else might as well. So I think with different products, I definitely am more privy to them because I'm in it every day. You know, with the kitchen and bath shows or anything, you know, innovative or green or whatever we're dealing with, I'm seeing more products than I would have seen if I was just doing my design business and that's it. I've learned a lot. You know, you learn a lot more when you're hands-on. For me, I learned a lot more just having my own company or working as an intern, you know, when I was in school versus in school. So, you know, every day is a learning experience. I think the minute I stop learning, I'm going to get really bored. But, everything that I'm seeing now, you know, it's there's some great products out there. So I think that's the one thing that has changed with my design.
Now, are you able to, like, read people better? I know you have a minor in psychology, and now that you're crashing people all over the country, now, like, are you able to, like know, like sense people a little bit better with all this?
Yeah, this dude's uptight. You can joke around with this lady, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I have to deal, you know, for me, it's like, I guess the reason why this is such a perfect marriage with me and the crashers is because I love people. I can't, you know, I can't shut up, which is why I lose my voice all the time. I love talking and, you know, I'm very much a people person, but I can also connect with people in a way that, you know, I've always had that ability. So the minute that I meet them at the hardware store, it's an instant connection. Otherwise, we won't do it. You know, if I don't feel like there's something there, it's almost like meeting a guy, right, going on a first date. If it's not there, it's not going to be there. So when I meet someone at a hardware store, we need an instant connection. It has to be love at first sight, because I need to be able to work with them and they need to be able to trust me. And, you know, and we haven't come across that yet. I get so close to these people that, you know, I'm having dinner with them. We're connecting after the show wraps. I just did a fire department. The guys have me and my sister over for dinner all the time. You just connect with them and they feel comfortable saying, hey, Allison, you know, I'm really not happy with that pink color. What do you think? I'm like, well, what are you looking for? You know, I'm very, very flexible. I try to be with some of the minor details. Obviously, if they're like, wait, we hate the cabinets, I'm like, whoop, well, sorry.
Well, enjoy hating them for the rest of your life, because there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, my special way of you remembering me.
Yeah, I'm going to leave my mark for the rest of your life. Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it definitely helps with the trust factor.
I love that you compare it to, like, going on a date and, like, you know, having that personal connection, because you are inside their home, you're inside their kitchen, and you have such an intense 3 days with them that you have to, like, want to date this person for 3 days.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Oh, 100%. It's how I've done business for 10 years. If I'm interviewing people just as much as they're interviewing me, and if it's not there, I can't work with them. So, you know, we're so in their lives for 3 days. Like, I'm moving in. I bring my stuff. I find a bedroom, and I'm setting up shop, and I've got my office. And, you know, we are in their lives. And, you know, they have to be able to come to me if they need something. And this is such a fun, fast process. You know, something that would take me 6 months to a year, I'm doing it in 3 days.
I wish we had 6 months to a year to talk to you, Allison Victoria from DIY Network's Kitchen Crashers.
You have to
airs
tune in
Tuesdays at 10.
Oh, good job, honey.
Got it.
And you have to check her out, AllisonVictoriaInteriors.com, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
You are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Oh, thank you, husband Mark. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, you bet. And we are here to talk today about women and building.
I like that.
Building beautiful things,
mm-hmm.
Building necessary things.
Yes.
And doing so beautifully, I might add.
Yes.
I wasn't going to add that. Then I thought, you know what? at it, man. You only get one chance to go around.
I kind of feel like you're trying to romance me in a sort of way. I'm not really comfortable with where you're going with all this. But I'm really excited that you're excited about women building, because we have someone on the line to talk about something called Women Build.
Yes, we are. Lisa Marie Nickerson, who's the Associate Director of Habitat's Women Build program. Lisa, are you with us?
I sure am. Thank you so much, Teresa and Mark.
Oh, we are so excited to talk to you, because I know that you have a National Women Build Week coming up in May, and I wanted to make sure everybody knows what this is and how you can get involved in it. And maybe I should step a few steps back, because Mark's looking at me inquisitively and saying, what is Women Build? How about let's start there?
Sure thing. Women Build is a program of Habitat for Humanity International. And we work to recruit, educate, and inspire women to build and advocate for simple, decent, and affordable houses.
Oh, for your next answer, could you please know what you're talking about? Because that was awesome.
Mark's a little bit jealous. I think he's going to ask you to write poetry for me, if you said he can, like, mimic it, because he's struggling a little there at the beginning of this one.
Oh, that was great. You know, if you asked me what I did for a living, I'd tell you, well, I
do some stuff.
Yeah, and then there was that time that...
So, you know, so you guys have an event every year that is sort of like around Mother's Day, which I think was such an appropriate time of year. And this year you guys have a Twitter party going on May 3rd. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We're working with a fine group of folks who are helping to organize that. And I have to tell you that I'm sort of a newbie at Twittering and Twitter parties. But we are working to spread the word about National Women Build Week using our Twitter handle, which is the hashtag Women Build. And we're just trying to tell people about the fact that this is our fifth annual National Women Build Week between May 5th and the 13th. And our theme this year is the Build Generation, reflecting our goal to involve women, but of course welcoming the next generation to join us.
Oh, I love that. So for the actual Build Week, people can go on your website and sign up to get involved.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And most folks may be familiar, if they're fans of Habitat for Humanity, they can visit habitat.org. But I have a shortcut, which will be easy to remember, and it's www.womenbuild.org. And from there, visitors can look for the link called Find Women Build Events. And we have a list of every single Women Build event that's going to be occurring all across the country. And it should be pretty easy to find an event, because we have builds going on this National Women Build Week in all of the 50 states of the United States, as well as a few in Canada.
Wow, that's so cool.
That is super cool. And if I'm hearing you right, obviously Women Build is to get women involved, but is it like, you know, I hope there are some guys listening to our show, if they wanted to go join these events too, is it women only or is it women focused? Well, how does that work?
That's a really great question. You know, one of the things that we try to share at Habitat International is that Women Build is not about excluding men, but about including and encouraging women to get on the build site. So a lot of Habitat and Women Build sites across the country this year will include men, but we really do encourage those Habitat affiliates to have at least 75% women on the build site, so that it will be a majority of women. But we won't chase the men off if they come to visit and build.
Well, I think that's really great, too, because, you know, I know that Women Build is about, you know, women who aren't skilled in construction are welcome to come out and help and volunteer. And it can be a little bit intimidating to work side by side with men, I have to say.
In fact, Lisa, one of my main goals when I wake up every day is to intimidate everyone I meet.
I would exclude him from your project. I'd put him on a list somewhere.
Teresa raises a really good point, though. You know, for women who are thinking, listening to this and thinking about it, can you give a little piece of encouragement that you find really sort of opens the door to get people to come out?
Absolutely. And I should note that Lowe's Home Improvement is the underwriter of our program, and they so graciously also provide how-to clinics. So one thing that our Habitat affiliates are doing as they lead up to their National Women Build Week is to provide trainings at these Lowe's stores where women can learn some basic skills before they get out on the build site. But the great thing about Habitat for Humanity is that we really are run by volunteer labor. They really help us with the mission of eliminating poverty. So you can come at any skill level, and everyone always leaves the build site learning something.
That is so cool that you can go to Lowe's and have so their classes that are going on nationwide prior to the week in May.
Absolutely. A lot of our affiliates have already registered, and so if somebody is interested in learning more and taking some classes there, all they need to do is contact their local Habitat affiliate and find out when those classes are scheduled.
Oh, that's great. Now, is there an opportunity for someone who really doesn't want to be on the job site? You know, because we know from running a contracting company that not all work is done, you know, boots in the mud kind of stuff. I mean, do you have to go to a job site?
You know, with Habitat, there's, and this is a sort of a Habitat for Humanity affiliate answer, but they often offer lots of different activities for people to be a part of. So if somebody is really skilled at fundraising or gardening or there's so many other skills that they can bring to the Habitat affiliate, especially with Women Build, they're often looking for people who can help be a part of a committee who are helping to plan the Women Build activities. So I would just recommend that they get in touch with the leadership at their local Habitat to find out other volunteer opportunities that they have that may
really
not
good.
Be on the build site.
That is a really good point because there are a lot more ways to volunteer, and it can be a little intimidating, but how inspiring and how fun is it to go out there and to be volunteering and to be helping and to be learning all of these useful skills that you can then bring back to your house, and then you have skills that you can do at your own home too.
That is so true.
And that is really inspiring.
It is inspiring, and the other inspiring thing too is sort of the source code for the whole project in the first place, and I don't mean to be Debbie Downer here, keeping it women focused, of course, is the reason you're out there, Habitat is out there in the first place, is the numbers of people who are in need, and I think particularly women and children mm-hmm. are in need of appropriate housing.
That is so true, and that is sort of the other piece of what we are really encouraging our women volunteers to do is to help touch their fellow women and mothers and children who are living in poverty. So this is a really great way to touch and change our communities so that we have more women who are living in affordable housing.
Well, for everybody listening, you have to go and check out womenbuild.org or go to habitat.org and check out your local affiliate. Check out the classes at Lowe's. And make sure that you're online. If you're a Twitter person, go on May 3rd and hashtag and look for Women Build. And volunteer for the week on May 5th to 13th and sign up at your local affiliate. And we have to go to break, Mark.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Are inside My Fix It Up Life, and I want to tell everyone you have to go to myfixitup.com if you aren't already on there enjoying all of the fix it upness and took on free stuff to enter to win an iPad 2 from DaVinci RuneScape.
That's right. Also, email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Ask us questions, share your triumphs. Let us know what you're doing in your fix-it-up life.
We want to learn from you, and we want you guys to, you know, learn from some of the mistakes that we've made and get some more expert advice from our friends, too.
That's right. So check out our videos at YouTube. Check us out on Facebook, post photos of your own projects.
And follow us on Twitter.
Download our apps for iPhone and Android.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
To my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.